Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
That was a lovely chat. I really enjoyed Geraldine and Mick. That was really, really lovely. Loads of texts in. I love this one about the digital detox that we were talking about, possibly parking our phones. Nick texted in, "Hi Brendan, after a difficult year, I was exhausted physically and mentally. I decided to do a yoga retreat." Lovely. "Part of this retreat was a digital detox. So for 5 days, I left my phone turned off. No calls, no texts, no social media, no emails. Honestly, it's one of the best things I've ever done. The digital detox was such an incredibly positive experience. I came back so rested and rejuvenated. Everyone should do a digital detox once in a while." Okay, you've convinced me. You've convinced me. Now, while we're digital detoxing, we could have a look at the garden. So we've had a lot of gorgeous weather, we know. It's absolutely glorious. And we've been chatting about enjoying the garden and digital detoxing while the summer lasts. So to get some advice on giving our garden a late summer zhuzh or glow up, we're joined now from our Cork studio by Peter Dowdle, known as the Irish Gardener. Peter, how are you?
Good afternoon, Brendan. I'm great, thank you. And you?
I'm really good. And actually, I have a very vested interest in this. My garden's in bits, Peter. Scorched out of it. So how's the weather there, first of all, in Cork?
Well, do you know what? We had the quintessentially soft day earlier this morning. We had the misty rain, and for the first time in my life, I wasn't giving out about it. I was very glad of it that we're not in any other part of Europe. I won't moan about it.
So, no, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
It's brightened up again, though. I think
also,
just a temporary aberration.
I genuinely think of my plants when the rain comes down. I'm like, that's grand. They're getting a good drink there now. I'm now the proud owner of a very small garden that I'm trying to manage.
that's where you and I are at in our life path at the moment, Brendan. When it's raining, I'm thinking of my hydrangeas.
Yeah, I'm thinking of my hydrangeas. I'm not thinking about my fashion anymore. I'm thinking about my hydrangeas, yeah. So what's your advice for taking care of the garden in a sustainable way when it's sunny like this?
Okay, well, if there's a hose pipe ban where you are, and there's several of them around the country at the moment, obviously you can't go out and water. I suppose you're not going to want to hear this now, but work done beforehand is what's going to repay you now. So the best way you can garden in drought conditions, if you like, is by constantly improving the soil. So by adding organic matter to the soil all the time, you're increasing the vibrancy and the health of that soil, which in turn will give your plants a much better chance of getting through these harsh conditions. Okay, adding mulch, bark mulch, farmyard manure, homemade compost, anything really that you can add to the soil will constantly improve it, and that's what we want to do.
Now, okay, can I ask you a rookie question here now, as a complete novice to this? Are you talking about just throwing it over the grass, or are you talking about adding it to the soil before you plant?
I'm not talking about the grass at all. I'm just talking about the rest of it. Yeah.
Okay.
So first of all, adding it to the soil before you sow the lawn or before you plant. But even now, in amongst shrubberies or in amongst existing planting, just literally throw it on top. Let the worms do the work. They'll drag it down, you know.
Oh, brilliant. And then you have a very interesting but harsh take on the grass. Go on.
Well, I don't know if it's harsh, but
that's brilliant.
Your researcher asked earlier, Niall was asking me, should we be watering the lawn? But I think it's a waste of water, and a wrong waste of water at the moment, because the lawns are very forgiving, Brendan. They'll look like they're dead as this heat goes on, but then one shower of rain, which whether we like it or not, will never be too far away.
They come
and they green up again. Yeah, they're very forgiving. No need to water them.
That's a very lovely piece of advice. I was panicking about the grass because I just put the lawn down, and I regularly do grass updates on my Instagram, and it was looking really lush, and now it's scorched. But I'm so relieved. It'll come back. Just don't panic about it. That's great.
I'll have a look at your Instagram, because I don't want you bad mouthing me if it doesn't. So if it's a brand new lawn, maybe you might need to water it. How long is it down?
It's only down about 3 months. It grew really lush.
You might have to water yours. Yeah,
Okay,
well then,
we'll take this offline.
Cross your fingers.
We'll take this offline, Peter. But a bit of rain. We get a bit of rain soon. I never heard of this. Is a big segue, but not really a water butt.
Yes.
What's a water butt?
Well, the most sustainable thing you can do, of course, and best horticulturally as well, is rainwater. So God knows we get enough of it in this country. It's just we don't have a bad climate in Ireland. We just have an unpredictable climate. So if we can collect the rain when it comes, a water butt is just something you attach to your downpipe off everyone's house. So it collects the rainwater when it's coming.
Brilliant.
And that means you can very smugly now go out and water your garden when anybody else can't, because you've got the rainwater. And that doubles up as well, Brendan. If we were talking, let's say, how can we use the garden to help alleviate flooding, which we can later in the year, That's another thing. If I don't know, but let's say there's a million houses in Ireland. If there's a million water butts multiplied by 300 or 400 litres each, that's a lot of water that's stopped going into the rivers and the streams, you know?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm totally going to get one of them. And you're saying as well, this is interesting, I've also just recently become the proud owner of a compost bin. So, yeah, it's all going on around my house. So you're saying people don't really use them properly. How do they, what should they be doing with the compost bin?
Oh, you won't know yourself now when you'll have the compost bin, the hydrangea, the lawn and the water butt. It'll be the go-to place to see. Well, it's not so much that they don't use properly, but what I would say, to use a compost bin properly, you need to make sure that you're mixing the material. So in other words, if you go out and cut your lovely lush lawn and fill a compost bin in one go with grass clippings, well then in 12 months time you'll be looking at a pile of grass clippings too, because it won't break down, it'll just become a sodden mass, right?
Oh.
So yeah, what you need to do is mix it. You want, I won't bore you too much now with the actual correct, but you want to mix woody material with green, grassy and leafy material, so there's air getting into it, there's heat getting into it. It's all about the nitrogen carbon balance. So in essence, mix it well. And what I would also say to you is get a compost tumbler as opposed to one that just sits on the ground. Get one, it's like the old National Lottery draw drum, if you know what I mean, where
brilliant.
It goes round and round. So then you can tumble the compost, because compost, you know, is expedited by agitating it. So instead of digging it over, you can just keep turning it, you know.
Oh, that's amazing. So what can I do now? A lot of my little window boxes have just, they're scorched, they're gone for the summer now. How can I add a little bit of colour just before the end of the summer now?
What I would look at for colour, if you want for your window boxes, you can go out and get late summer and autumn bedding plants, which would be things like begonias. You'll have chrysanthemums, which will be coming into colour now and give you right into October. But I'd look at perennial plants as well. So perennials are just plants that'll come on every year, Brendan, whereas the bedding plants like the begonias and that will die off after 1 year, right? So if you look at perennials, things like asters, chrysanthemums, actually, as I said, that's another perennial, helenium, all these are plants that are only coming into their best now. So when other plants are beginning to get tired, these guys are only just starting, and they'll bring colour not just this year but every year into the garden at this time of the year.
Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, and then even just, it's not too late to get these down now into the beds or into the boxes, you're not, you're saying?
Into boxes I would say no, but the only thing I would say to you in particular or anybody in a hosepipe ban area, I would hold off on planting, because if you can't water them, you could be wasting your money. I'm afraid you will need to be able to water them. Now, you can also, it's not too late to put up a water butt. Okay, we're not getting rain, but maybe your shower or bath water is coming down your downpipe. Nothing wrong with using grey water like that either.
Oh, okay, good to know. So, is it good time for a clear and a cut back now?
I would say with this extreme heat, number one, it's not a catch-all answer like that, because different things are different times of the year. But with this, you know, for us, extreme heat, I would say no, don't be doing too much in the garden at all at the moment, because the plants are under stress as it is without doing more to them.
And then you're a garden designer. What are the big trends? I'm actually going to be attacking my back garden in the next couple of months. What's the big trends?
Well, not so much about trends, but what I would say for everyone's garden, Brendan, and you're obviously yourself included, is think about what you like. And before you do anything, it doesn't matter whether you have the blank check and you can turn the switch in it in one go or not, but think about, okay, what do I want this garden to be? Do I want it to be an extension of my living area, so I have an outdoor living area? In which case, what is my house like? Is it very contemporary in style, or is it very traditional? And your garden should reflect that. So I'm a huge believer, Brendan, and there's no right and wrong. It's very personal taste. There are some elements in right and wrong that'll get the design right, obviously, but to start off, I wouldn't be worried about trends. I'd worry about what you like. So maybe it's straight lines and right angles and very kind of streamlined contemporary of garden, or maybe you want lots of curves and a very informal, relaxed garden. It's very personal. It's your space, you know.
And we're seeing a lot of people add a wild space to their garden, aren't we?
Absolutely, and particularly in public areas, wild spaces are essential. But even in anybody's domestic garden, we all have a space, be it just around the hedge or be it some area where we can just let it go wild. And don't get hung up on, okay, I must put in this plant or these wildflowers. Just let it go wild. And just remember that if you do want a wild space in the garden, an Irish wild space is, you know, something like a roadside ditch or something. They're the valuable wild spaces. Yeah. They're not chocolate box photographs, wildflower meadows, you know. Now, you can create that as well, and provided that can be done, you can get the show garden bling, if you like, in an ecologically sound way.
Brilliant.
But just remember, a wild area is just that.
Paddy Dowdall, the Irish gardener, sterling advice. Thank you so much. I took a lot of notes there. Thank you so much. Anish Tá sé in am de Príomhscéalta na nuachta le Paddy Ó Griafa.